Hare Krishna. Today, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're reading the lengthy purport by Srila Prabhupada on the second verse of Bhagavatam, Dharma Prabhujita Kaitava verse. And the context of that verse arises in Kaviraj Goswami glorifying Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon, who appeared in order to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. And in describing what ignorance is, Dharma Prajita Kaitava Atra Paramahamsami Matsaranam Sitam. Quote this verse, and that ignorance literally means anything outside of knowledge of Bhagavad Dharma or outside of Bhagavad Dharma, that which is enunciated in Srimad Bhagavatam. And so I spent the class talking about the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, studying it, and learning it from Vaishnavas. It was quite lengthy class. And I cited some references, quotes from Gaudiya Kantahar, which was really from Gaudiya Kantahar as a book compiled in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time on different tattvas. It's a verse book. And interesting how Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, begins by Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamuni Kriti Kim Vapare Vishwaraha, by glorifying itself at the very beginning, and that's also how it concludes. One of the concluding verses, wonderful concluding verses of Srimad Bhagavatam is Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Alamam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Yasmin paramahamsyame kamalam gyanam param giyate tattar gyana viragya bhakti sahitam naishkarme viskritam tachin van supatan vicharahan paro bhakti abhimuchate naraha. Which is, Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless pranata. It is especially dear to the Vaishnavas. It has knowledge that is especially appreciated by the paramahamsas. When carefully studied, heard, and understood it again and again, it opens the door to pure devotion through which one never returns to the bondage of illusion. I thought that was really very beautifully translated. Opens the door to pure devotion through which one never returns to the bondage of illusion. And particular emphasis was on these words, studied, heard, and understood again and again. How important Srimad Bhagavatam is, and that we as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our business is to study it, to hear it. We're doing that every day in Bhagavatam class. Study it and understand it and do it again and again, nityam. What to speak of going to Bhagavatam class, the challenge is also there. Here the use of the word study is given. It's not enough just that we hear Bhagavatam, we need to study it in its 18,000 verses, Srila Prabhupada's purports, other Acharya's commentaries. All the knowledge that's required for success in spiritual life is present there. But it's something that really needs to be unlocked. And Bhagavatam doesn't present solely information or knowledge, as it, this nice translation pointed out, but it purifies the heart. It purifies the heart when Krishna sees that devotees are making a really conscientious effort to try to understand him through the pages of the Bhagavatam. then he reveals himself. And this is the uniqueness or the difference of Shabda Praman, of transcendental sound vibration and mundane knowledge, is that mundane knowledge, there's some message, some information, some knowledge that you've been given, and as smart as you are, that's how much you understand it. But here, Bhagavatam again asserts that no, Ridyantosta Hivadrani Vitunoti Siritsanam. When Krishna sees that we're really eager to understand, then he reciprocates, he reveals, he's within our hearts. So he gives us knowledge that we're not necessarily capable of, not necessarily, but what we're not capable of, understanding on our own. He gives us realization, and this happens by showing him that we're really keen, that we're really interested, that this is what we want to do. So study is such an important thing. And hearing, because on the other hand, just studying the book, especially if one has the association of Vaishnavas, is not enough. You need to hear it, and you need to study it in the association of Vaishnavas. Study it from a Vaishnava. Study also doesn't mean just being alone. Study means that you also study under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. There was a devotee who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and wanted to hear about Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to Ramananda Roy. And after that devotee had heard from Ramananda Roy, then he understood how learned Ramananda Roy was and how wonderful were the topics of Lord Krishna, which he had wanted to hear. And Sarvadam Dara Goswami then said, Yaha Bhagavata Padi Vaishnavirastan Ekanta Ashray Kora Chaitanya Charan. That if you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, then you have to approach a self-realized Vaishnava and study it under his guidance. So when we say study, study requires the guidance of a Vaishnava. Here the word self-realized Vaishnava is used. A person who has realized the essence of the Bhagavatam, who is the person Bhagavatam. This is the sum and substance, really, of Krishna consciousness. This is what it means to accept the spiritual master. Someone who you're going to be systematically studying Srimad Bhagavatam under, and who's going to teach you the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, it doesn't just stop there. It says, yes, and at the same time, take exclusive shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means that we should understand Srimad Bhagavatam as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood it. We should put this to practice in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put it to practice. We should worship the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, we should follow within the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is because many people study Srimad Bhagavatam, but they don't necessarily understand it in the same way that Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taught it to us. So, and then once again it said, and understood, it should be understood, which means that you get an understanding. And then it says, again and again. So yes, we understand Bhagavatam, we get some understanding, but when we read it again and study it again, then we get further understanding and deeper understanding, and ultimately it's unlimited. So kim va parerishvara? What else? Why should there be any need for anything else? There's no need for anything else. Everything with the need for our self-realization is there within Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita prepares us, tells us that yes, you need to surrender to Krishna. Once you surrender to Krishna, then you can begin to really apply the teachings of Bhagavatam, pure devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita shows us what happens when someone is fully assimilated and realize the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and what is the highest expression of pure devotion is shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna, but he's in the form of a Vaishnava, so it's teaching us what it means to actually really be a Vaishnava. And what are the further details of Srimad Bhagavatam, the process, the sadhana of devotional service, and the many different things that we may read about in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu elaborates on all these, how to practice Krishna consciousness, what are the stages of advancement, and all of these. So all of these four books, or all these other three books, are all centered around Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam, which is the essence of all transcendental literature, and therefore given to us by Srila Prabhupada, not only to read, study, and understand, but also to distribute, because if people come in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, then their lives will be changed. So that's why that is our main business, that is our main missionary activity, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, but specifically Srimad Bhagavatam. The other books are meant to guide people to Srimad Bhagavatam. And we see so many stories of people who have gotten Bhagavatam, and by reading it, by studying it, they understood it, and they began to chant Hare Krishna, came to Krishna consciousness. So Kimbapa don't need anything else. What to speak of movies, videos, but other literature, even it's described that other scriptures are not necessary. There's another verse that states that if someone understands Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will not turn to any other scripture, not even any other Vedic scripture, because he understands that this is the cream, some substance, and essence of everything, described in the most delicious way. Hare Krishna.